For most, I talk too much. I didn't get enough information.
Oh, thank you, Dad.
Can you just tell me approximately again where you were born and your family upwards, and then starting at college, how you got involved in photography?
I was born in Smithville, S-M-I-T-H-V-I-L-L-E, Smithville, Tennessee.
Okay.
And that's 5 years old from by keeping my family good weights for longer.
Okay.
And actually right with.
Okay.
And then so they're a fun class with us to R&B. And they went to college seminary at Tarnley Temple School, yet in the Chattanooga. Went for years in college and 2 years. Actually, I became a high schooler. I know, so I walked over. My dad's brother had been in military service and had picked up a just real inexpensive box. Actually, a German box again. Somewhere along the way, and when he came back out of the military, he stayed with us quite a while because his wife had died earlier. I was real little small, she died. So he had this box again one day, never used it for anything, and he was sitting around all the time collecting dust. And so I asked Dave if I could borrow it and take some pictures with it, these insurers. So I took it to a drugstore here, Arkansas, where they sold film for any of the bonding outsiders. Asked if they had film for it, and they had a 120 size. And so they got a roll of film and took it back to the farm. And just pictures about the farm, cattle that just make like that, just experimenting with it. And got real interested in photography. It was really exciting to be in the book. I just continued on. Then when I went to college and seminary, I took pictures all the way through college and seminary, took some for the schools. And then I'm alive for myself, and it was hard to have you. I would went several times to other areas like the Caribbean and Canada.
On the back and truck, and took pictures all along, and then from there we're on that.